This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1062. We recommend that you try this advanced grammar point.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, let's push our limits and tackle one of the toughest grammar points in English. It's one that even native speakers don't use sometimes, but let's take the scary out of it today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. Today is my mom's birthday, so that is exciting.
Oh, happy birthday to your mom. Yay! Hey, so how is your friend Joe doing?
Joe, oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. He still has the flu. It's been so bad for weeks.
Oh no, really? So what's going on?
Well, I don't know. He's been going to this weird doctor, you know, but this doctor is prescribing like alternative medicines that I think aren't working, honestly.
Oh, really? So what did you do? Did you tell him what you thought?
Yeah, I mean, I just suggested that he find another doctor.
Okay.
Because it's just not working. And when things aren't working, you got to find something else, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I hope he feels better.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, very good. So, guys, if you noticed, we used a special grammar point in this conversation. Lindsay, do you want to say what it was?
Yeah, guys. So if you heard that, you heard me say, I suggested that he find another doctor, right? Yeah. I did not say I suggested he finds another doctor.
Right.
So that's the key point that we're talking about today. And Michelle, today we're diving in, got to be honest here. Today we're diving into something that, you know, we have both dabbled in teaching this on and off over the years as ESL teachers. But this is even challenging for some native speakers. And it's something that many native speakers don't even use, aren't even aware of.
Yeah.
And we would also argue today, we'll talk about it, that they don't even have to necessarily. But you have this option. And we're going to go into it, Michelle. So how should we attack this topic of the subjunctive?
All right. Well, yeah. So, I mean, this kind of came to us because we did another episode. It was episode 1054, where I was talking about getting alterations done quickly and that it was important, right? And so it came up that, you know, that this was kind of a good tense for that kind of situation, right? So that's why we wanted to talk about it today, because it could be helpful for something like that. So, you know, here we go. So how do you use the subjunctive? So, we're going to give a few examples right now. And our topic is about what makes a good language learner. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
So let's talk about like maybe the ways that we can, talk about good language learners or like suggestions that we might have. So what's the first thing?
I just want to say I like this topic because I'm getting ready for my trip to Paris. And we talked about this with Jessica about what I can do to prepare, right? To get ready for my French. So maybe I'll learn something here.
There you go. Okay.
All right. All right. So here we go. So here's what I think, Michelle. I suggest that language learners practice every day.
Nice. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's imperative that you have an open mind when learning a new language.
Yes, definitely. And another thing is I request that my students do their homework every night.
Yes. And it's important that language learners pay attention to pronunciation and the culture.
Okay. So what do all these kind of verbs, I suggest or I request or it's important that, what do these all have in common? What is the, I think with the, when it comes to this tense that's pretty advanced, it's about a feeling.
Yeah.
What is kind of that feeling?
Well, it's kind of like a little bit of advice or something being a little bit important or urgent, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, but it's also, yeah, exactly, Michelle. So it's urgency, it's importance, and it's also a way to say these things, but in a tactful way.
Yes, that is true, right? Because if you say it in a different way, it could sound more like demanding or something like that. But this is, I don't know, I think a little bit more soft. I mean, like, for example, when you were talking about your friend Joe, I suggest that, right? He find another doctor or whatever it was that you said. So I think that's a good way where you're how to explain yourself and still kind of sound tactful, but giving advice as well.
Yeah. So that's kind of the first thing you should take away, guys, from today's episode is it's about a trigger in your mind that's going to go off when you're trying to express urgency. Something's important. You want something to happen. You're suggesting it, but in a very kind of tactful and kind of polite way, a fancy way. Okay. A formal way, right. A little bit formal. Okay. So that's kind of the first piece. So let's go into how to actually make this subjunctive because I feel like we might be a little confused here. I know I'm confused about this sometimes.
All right. So let's do it. So we have subject, right?
Okay, cool.
Plus verb, plus that, plus object, plus verb.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, you're making me crazy.
I'm making you crazy. Don't worry. We're going to go through it. So, but what the key is, it's the simple form of the verb.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you would normally conjugate it like with a he or she. Right. You're going to keep it as the base form, right? So, the simple form. So, for example, I, subject, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suggest, verb.
And that's the base form of the verb, meaning you take off the to suggest and you just take suggest, right?
Oh, that's for the second part, more importantly, right?
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. Keep going.
Right. So, I suggest that, right? We have our that. Language learners, right? Who are we talking about?
Right.
Practice. So here that's we the have verb. The simple verb
okay.
every day.
Got
so
it.
Yeah. If even if I said that I suggest that he.
Yes.
It would be practice every day, right? You wouldn't say practices.
That's right. So and that's where it gets weird. That's where it gets weird even for native speakers. Because we know that it's okay to say that because we know we're in one of these triggering situations talking about suggestions, but we don't always, sometimes in my mind when I'm about to articulate something that would fall under this category, I wonder if people are going to think I'm making a mistake like other native speakers around me. So I may not even use it, this form.
Right. Exactly. And you could also say like, instead of I suggest, you could say like, it's important that language learners pay attention, right? So, were you really doing it more in that way? Yeah, it's important. It's essential, right? Things like that. So with that could be another way that you use it, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love that. And so a few other verbs that kind of fall under this, the triggers that start the sentence, guys, to advise that, for example, I advise that, I ask that, I demand that, I insist, I propose, I recommend, I request. So these are all kind of in the same general feeling. So don't get into necessarily like listing out the verbs like I just did. It's more about a trigger feeling. What's the tone you're trying to convey?
Yes, okay? Yes. Definitely. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Guys, when you want to push your English to the point of connection, don't memorize every word in the dictionary. Just learn the most important words in the language. We've compiled the 100 most common phrases in English, and you can get them now immediately in a downloadable PDF. Go to allearsenglish.com/100 to get it immediately. allearsenglish.com/100.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so let's just talk for 1 minute about this, you know, S, like how we don't, how we keep it in the simple form, right? I suggested that he find another doctor, right? Does that feel unnatural to you? What, like, don't you want to say that he finds?
Yeah, it does feel kind of unnatural to me. And at the same time, it doesn't feel unnatural to me because, you know what I mean? I'm kind of on the line. Like in some contexts, most of the time with it would depend on the verb. If I say it more often in this form, I would tend to say it in the future. But yeah, for some people, it does seem really weird because it's like we're breaking all the rules that we've always learned.
Right. So technically, it should be like, okay, so the sentence should be, I suggested that he call me tomorrow, not calls, right
exactly.
So I don't know, Lindsay, do you think that native speakers pay attention to this rule? Do you hear sometimes people saying the S?
I think it depends on who you're talking about. I think probably like writers, editors, people who work in language businesses probably do mostly follow this. But I would say your average native speaker, average education, average person probably would shy away from this, would generally either not know about it or would not use it.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, I think that a lot of times people probably say the S because it feels natural to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, exactly. It's just one of those situations where, you know, the correct grammar is not always used in everyday conversation. So, you know, you got to pay attention to other people and, you know, see how they use it. But that, you know, we're telling you the correct way, right?
Yeah. Connection, not perfection. I mean, it's all about context. It's all about who are you around and what is going to help you connect. You know what I mean? So I don't think we should judge people based on how they're using the language. It's more about how can we connect with them in that moment. Yeah.
Right. And I don't think that it's something that I would notice really either way.
Yeah.
Or really pay attention to in this. And you know, I don't even know that I use this like that often. But it is definitely a helpful kind of thing to have in your toolbox, in my opinion. It can be really helpful. And like I like that word tactful, Lindsay, that you used.
Yeah, I think it's good to know, especially because for you guys at your level, you're ready to know this, to recognize it, and to choose when you want to use it and when you don't.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the best thing to do is to give this a shot with another, with a little role play, so we can give you some more examples.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So in this role play, you are telling me about an informational interview that you went on to find out about a job. What's an informational interview?
So that's something that people do usually when they are interested in working in a new field or in a new job, and they want to kind of, they ask someone who's already working in that area to have coffee with them and just kind of informally ask questions about the job or the industry.
Right. And kind of like, you know, with this, with two things in mind, I guess it would be like to find out more about the industry and that person's role, how they got there, like, you know, general things, but also to form, to network, you know, that maybe this person will think of you in the future. So that's that's a really, maybe we could do a follow up on informational interviews.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Cause I wonder if that's something that doesn't happen as much in other cultures for our listeners. I wonder if our listeners are used to that kind of interview. Interesting.
Yeah, guys, so stay tuned. I'll try and get to that one coming up.
Okay, cool. So here we go.
All right, let's do it. All right, so how'd it go?
Oh, it was great. He gave me some really great advice.
What did he say?
Well, he suggested that I go to as many networking events as possible, and he insisted that I give him my resume so that he can send it to his friends.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Oh, I agree. It's important that you get your name out there.
That's what he said. He was so helpful that I insisted that he let me buy him lunch.
That's nice of you. It's imperative that you keep up this relationship.
Oh yes, very many imperative statements there. Important yes, statements.
Definitely very important. So yeah, I mean, again, I don't know that you would hear it that off that frequently in one role play, but we wanted to give you guys a lot of examples, guys. So what's the first one, Lindsay, that where we use this?
Okay, so he suggested that I go, right?
He suggested that I go.
So I feel like your average native speaker who maybe doesn't use this form because they feel weird or they don't know about it, they might say he suggested that I should go. That's what I feel like. I'm not advocating to use that, to use it or not use it, guys. We're just saying what you may hear from a native speaker. Okay.
Right. He said that's, yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah. And so notice, you know, I used, suggested here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, perhaps you may have used, he suggests that I go, as well, but that's a whole different ball game that we can get into another time.
Yeah, for sure. So that's an important point, Michelle. So this works for when we are expressing this in the past tense or in the present tense. Right. Yeah. So he suggests that I go would still mean we want to use the subjunctive form because it's still an urgent, a statement of urgency, right? A suggestion. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then the next one is he insisted that I give him my resume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the next one?
So it's important that you get your name out there.
Right. So again, it's not he said it's important that, but just saying it's important that, right? And that one is also the subjunctive, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. And if we change that and we use a different pronoun, we could say something like, it's important that he get his name out there.
Okay. Right.
So to show you guys how we're even though it sounds like it, we're not actually conjugating get, right? We're keeping it in the simple form. So it's important that he get his name out there.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And we have that as an example coming up. So I said, I insisted that he let me buy him lunch. I didn't say lets me, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So that's a good example right there. We can see we're just using the simple form of the verb right there, right?
Right. Yeah. And then what was the last one, Lindsay?
It's imperative that you keep up this relationship.
I don't really say that ever, but it's another example.
No. Yeah. So this conversation is just a good way to show you guys all the ways in which you might use the subjunctive, but it's unlikely that these would all happen in the same conversation. It might be that one person would use one of these in one long conversation.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you guys get the idea. And, you know, now you see a lot of different examples. So, whew, grammar, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we like to dive into the tough stuff sometimes. I remember the first time I had to teach this, it was like guys, just keep in mind, this was like the very end of the most advanced textbook of the most advanced class that I was working with in New York. So this is a really high level thing, but we think some of you guys are ready for this. So if you are ready for this, then listen again, take notes and try this out. If you're not, don't worry about it. Just know that you will get there at some point if you keep focusing on connecting, to keep building those skills. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, it can sound intimidating using this form, but you know, it's really just remember about that simple form of the verb. And you know, this can be a really helpful way to get your point across and to connect with people. That's really what I think about this. And you know, there's more that we can dive into in the future, but let us know how this tiny part of the subjunctive goes for you.
Yeah. And just keep in mind, guys, you know, even if you're not ready to start using this, start to identify the moments in which you're speaking in this tone, right? Suggesting, urging, saying something is imperative, something's important. Start to identify scenarios in which you might start to use it. And if you don't want to use it quite yet, just open that space in your mind and then you'll start moving into that. I think that is the best thing to come away with today from today's episode.
Very good, Lindsay. I like it. Yeah. So this has been interesting. So don't be scared of it. You can do it. And yeah, keep that in mind what Lindsay said. I like that.
All right, Michelle. Great. Thanks for hanging out today. I want to remind you guys, if you guys, maybe you are planning to take the IELTS exam, and if you are getting ready to take the IELTS this fall, then go on over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast, because we have the tools to bring you guys to your sevens, your eights, and your nines. All right?
Awesome. All right. This has been fun, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.